With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. McKinley County Representative Patricia Lundstrom is one of only three women in the entire country who heads the all-important Appropriations and Finance Committee in New Mexico's State House. That's a pretty powerful position, but armed with two undergraduate degrees and a master's in public administration, Lundstrom says it's a perfect fit. She began her tenure on the HAFC, where the state budget's journey begins, back when the late Ben Lujan was Speaker of the House in 2001.
When I was elected, I went up and met with him, and he asked me what I was interested in. And, of course, my background is budgeting and finance and public finance. So I was kind of a natural for the Budget and Appropriations Committee. But I've also served on transportation that whole time because, of course, infrastructure is a big deal for me also.
Lundstrom likes transportation, she says, because those projects are needed in her rural, mostly Native American district. And she says she's not happy that Governor Susana Martinez cut from the budget transportation projects the legislature had approved for her northwestern region.
This last year as chairman, I can say that, it's been a mixed bag. I certainly don't appreciate the fact that the administration has cut so much of the Native American projects. That was out of the capital bill. I don't like it at all. I think that, capital outlay is badly needed. It's badly needed in McKinley County, and it's badly needed for the Native American communities.
Lundstrom says she represents a majority-minority district that is 70% Native American. If her boundaries are redrawn in the next redistricting effort after the 2020 census, she says there's nowhere to expand but east, since her Gallup area district butts up against the Arizona border. I'll have more with Madam Chairwoman Lundstrom next time. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.